Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. It's 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central is the latest information on Tropical Storm Zeta. 65 miles an hour are the winds still, moving northwest at 14 miles an hour. Pressure 984 millibars. We are right now the latest 450 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Let's check out the satellite first stop. Well, this is the center. I mean, this is the center coming offshore. We saw that come offshore earlier this morning, coming off the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico back into the Gulf where you have the warm waters. We do expect some strengthening to hurricane strength. You can see the large expanse of the actual cloud cover here, but there's the center over the water, trying to get stronger with time. But I did want to zoom out a little bit to get the steering currents to really start looking at where this is going to go. We've had this high pressure off the coast of Florida, and that's been the steering mechanism so far, pushing the system towards the northwest. However, with time, we have this trough of low pressure. That there is what we expect to actually turn this system to the north and eventually rapidly back off to the northeast. That's reflected in the brand new forecast. This is the latest one that we have for 4 p.m. Central. You can see those tropical storm force winds extending out well from the center. So we can't just look at that cone, can't just look at that center, because with time, that's going to bring that wind field up towards the coast. And let's look at that timing. So this is what we have. So here's where overnight tonight, moving closer, eventually turning towards that north as we've been expecting. By 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, in the afternoon hours Wednesday, approaching the coastline of Louisiana. And then it looks like during the evening hours, getting on shore. And that's where we have, within this cone here, we have those areas that could see those hurricane force winds, and that's where we have the hurricane warning. That's the New Orleans metro area, that's the Mississippi coast, not just on the actual coast itself, but some of that could stretch inland with time. And then by early Thursday morning, the system will be in Alabama. So you have to start looking at not just these coastal winds, but you can see some tropical storm force winds deep into Alabama as well. I did want to show some of the probabilities looking at the inward extent of some of these winds. Any one of these areas in yellow and orange, that's the highest probability of seeing those tropical storm force winds. You can see not just along the Louisiana coast here, but stretching in the Mississippi coast, maybe up to Hattiesburg, getting up into portions of Alabama, even pretty close to the Montgomery metropolitan area. So that's the wind that could be on the coast and also inland. We start looking at some of the other impacts. This is a storm surge map. Always, historically, one of the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. So for Louisiana, Port Fourchon, all the way around to look at Lake Bourne to the mouth of the Pearl River, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. So pretty dangerous in these areas. Listen to those local officials, and they tell you to leave. You got to get out early because some of that water gets there early. Mouth of the Pearl River over at Dauphin Island, 5 to 8 foot of storm surge. This is the peak storm surge. This is with tides, and you can have some waves on top of that as well. So really important to listen to those local officials. And even Alabama, Mobile Bay, 3 to 5 foot, stretching from Dauphin Island to the Alabama-Florida line, and the rainfall. The rainfall, not just coastal, but you can see 2 to 4, even 4 to 6 inches of rain from the coast all the way inland into the Virginias. This is the latest information on Tropical Storm Zeta from right here at the National Hurricane Center.